The very end, the Gemara quotes a Braisa. No quotes a Tosefta. No, you don't need a Gemara. No, there's very little quotation. The Gemara quotes a Tosefta. Mitzvahs vidui. Erev Yom HaKippurim. Im Hashecha. That the more correct time to recite vidui is Erev Yom Kippur Im Hashecha. What does it mean, Im Hashecha? So Rashi writes, after he's already been mekabel kedushas hayom lachar achila, after he ate the suda mafsekes mishikibel olav yom kippurim, after he accepts kedushas hayom of yom kippur. However, the brayser continues, but we don't do that. We say vidui before the suda mafsekes, and all and a lot of the shuls I remember years ago in the chumash shuls it doesn't happen, but in a lot of the shuls with the plain balabatim, they always have a minyan for mincha right before kol nidre. You're not supposed to have mincha right before kol nidre. The takanas chachamim and the braises, he's supposed to daven mincha before the suda mafsekes and to say vidui before you have the suda mafsekes. You're not supposed to daven mincha right before. The reason why you daven mincha before the suda mafsekes is number one, you're not supposed to eat a meal before you daven mincha. That's a din all year long. That's an issue all year long. That's a problem. But here on Erev Yom Kippur, the Gemara has a special reason that you have to daven mincha before in order to recite vidui at the end of Shmona Esrei mincha to say the vidui before the suda mafsekes. What is that all about? Avol amar chachamim, but midirabbanan the made a takana. The ikar din of vidui deraisa, Rashi says, is leil Erev Yom Kippurim im chashecha. Im chashecha means after he was mekabel kedushas hayom. He should recite the vidui at the end of mincha before he eats the suda mafsekes. Shemit torah daito b'suda. What do you mean? Shemit torah daito b'suda. The Rashi says he may get drunk. Mach mashiklus, he may get drunk. It's a little unclear. What kind of a takon is that? So Rav used to be fond of saying over the Ramban sheet over here because it's quoted la'aloche in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Yom Kippurim. The Ramban's opinion here on this Gemara is that it doesn't mean that the Ikar Mitzvah Vidui is Erev Yom Kippur Im Chashecha after you Mekabel Kedushas Hayom. Adarabba, prior, immediately prior to being Mekabel Kedushas Hayom. And the Ramban understands that that's the Mashmos of the Pasuk, Lifnei Hashem Tetoru. Lifnei Hashem Tetoru means before, not in the, in the presence, Pasha Pshat, in the presence of the Shechina you will be purified. So the Ramban understands that Pshuta Shal Mikra, but in addition the Ramban understands Erev Yom Kippur Im Chashecha means as you're about to, before you're about to be Mekabel Kedushas Hayom. Lifnei Hashem, before you accept the Kedushas Hayom of Yom Kippur upon yourself to Torah, you should purify yourself. Not that in the presence of the Shechina you will be purified, that it's a Haftoche, but it's Loshen Tzibur, you should purify yourselves by reciting Vidui before. So really you should say the Vidui, you should eat your Suda Mafsekes, and you should say the vidui right before you mekabel kedushas hayon. No vos avlo machachami, but the chachami recommended what's going to be if you're going to get drunk, or well, you'll be very tired, or you'll eat the suda mafsekes and then you'll run to shul. It'll be everybody runs the last minute. They run to shul. It's so late, and they just make it a minute before the shkia. They just make it in time, and then they have no time to say the vidui before the mekabel kedushas hayon. So then the mevatel mitzvah. So avlo machachami. So the chachami made a takana that you should recite the vidui in mincha before the suda mafsekes. But then, why? Maybe you won't have a chance to say right before you mekabel kedushas hayom. But then, after you finish the suda mafsekes, if you're not in a behol, if you're not in a rush, and you do have time, so the Magen Avraham quotes from the Shalah, from the Sefer Shnei Luchos Abris, who passes based on the Ramban, that you should say again the vidui a second time before you mekabel kedushas hayom. That's why in the long, Rav Soloveitchik at Dangefit in his minyan in Maimonides in Boston, that they say the whole nusach of the vidui, Hashem nevagad on achet, two, three pages long, the whole vidui. In many other communities, they don't have such a practice that everybody gets up together and they say achet and Hashem nevagad, but they have the practice that everybody privately recites the tefillah zakah that's printed in a lot of machzorim. It's a vidui from the Chayorim, same thing. You don't have to say Hashem nevagad no achet, you can say the Chayorim's vidui. So in that nusach of the vidui of the Chayorim, that's called the tefillah zakah, the pure prayer. Then the tefillah zakah goes on two, three pages of vidui. And then at the end, he says, V'harim mekabel alai kedushas hayom shel Yom Kippurim. The vidui is recited immediately prior, the last thing before the person is mekabel kedushas hayom of Yom Kippur, in order that he should fulfill the mitzvah deraisa, according to the Ramban, of lifnei Hashem titoru. The Gemara continues with this Tosefta, a long Braisa, goes on and on and on, that although the Chazan repeats the Shemoneh Esrei from Mincha, he says Chazaras Hashatz, he doesn't recite the Vidui in the Chazaras Hashatz from Mincha. When the Chazan, by Meirib, there is no Chazaras Hashatz, but let's say Shachris and Musaf and Mincha and Nila, and the Chazan repeats the Chazaras Hashatz, he says the Vidui in the Chazaras Hashatz, but in Mincha on Erev Yom Kippur, he doesn't repeat it. So the Goinim, in the Oitzer HaGoinim and Yuma, they raised the question, and the Rishonim discussed it as well, after the Goinim, why doesn't, there is a Chazaras Hashat by Mincha, so since every Yochid said, this, the same place where you say the Vidui after Mincha, where the Yochid says the Vidui after the completion of the Shemoneh Esrei, that's where you say the Vidui on by Meiriv and Shachris and Musaf and Mincha Nil, it's the same thing. So just like we say all the Shemoneh Esreis are the same, so why doesn't the Chazan repeat the Vidui in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei? So the Goinim and the Rishonim give different suggestions. It's not so Bekoishi, they give B'doichik suggestions. So Rav Soloveitchik has thought about this for a long time. He came up with a different suggestion. He thought that why does the Chazan repeat the Vidui in the Chazaras Hashatz? The Chazaras Hashatz is a tefillah. Everybody davens tefillah belachash. That's a tefillah sayochi. When the Chazan repeats the Chazaras Hashatz, it's not something that he's davening out loud in order that everyone should have an opportunity to answer Kiddusha. No, it's one tefillah offered on behalf of the whole tzibur. On behalf of the whole tzibur. He's like a shliach, something like a shliach. He can't really make a shliach to daven for me. I'll say shluch shalom kamos, I'll make you a shliach. You should daven and you should shake the lulav and you should eat breakfast, lunch and supper also. Just like you can't make a shliach on an achilu shebegufoy. So you can't make a shlich on a mitzvah shebeguf. For what? The Balabata make the rabbi shlich. He should daven, he should like film, he should keep Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras and Mishpacha. They won't do anything. That's not shaykh to make a shlich. And the Mishnah says this expression, shluch shlodim kemoisa, that melitza appears in the Mishnah in Brachas in connection with the Chazaras Hashatz. That if the shlich tzibah shetoh b'tfilosoi, if the Chaz made a mistake in the Chazaras Hashatz, it's a simen ra l'sholchov, b'pnei shluch shlodim kemoisa. So he said something like shlichus. It's not really shlichus, something like shlichus. So it's a tefillah that he offers on behalf of the whole tzibah. So Rav Soloveitchik said, when you say bidui on Yom Kippur, we know ki bayoyim ha'aseh yichaper aleichem, and the Gemara understands that pasuk not the way we usually would translate. The pasuk shat ki bayom hazeh, on this day of Yom Kippurim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive all of your sins. Ki bayoyim ha'aseh hu yichaper aleichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive all of your sins. So the Chazal understood it differently, because they used the expression Itzuma Shol Yom Mechaper, the essence of the day of Yom Kippur brings about Kapara. So they understood Ki Ba Yom Hazeh. Rav Soloveitchik used to call it the Beis HaKeli. He said that the Medaktikim, those who wrote books on Diktuk from the Middle Ages, called it like that. Al Yedei HaYom Hazeh Yichaper Aleichem, that the Kli through which the instrument, to which does mean on this day. It's not that this is the Zman of the Kapara and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mechaper on Yom Kippur. No, Itzuma Shel Yom is mechaper. Yom Kippurim causes the kapara. So Bishleime, he used to say, we understand why we say Vidui on Yom Kippur, because the Vidui is to bring about the kapara. So Itzuma Shel Yom can bring about kapara if a person does tshuva. If he doesn't do tshuva, Yom Kippur is not mechaper. If he does do tshuva, then Yom Kippur is mechaper. So we understand why you have a chiyuv to say Vidui on Yom Kippur. Why are you saying Vidui on Erev Yom Kippur? It's not going to help anyway. The Vidui and Erev Yom Kippur is not going to bring about the Mechilus Avinus. Only the Yom Kippur is Mechaper. So it must be that the Vidui and Erev Yom Kippur is a different thing. That's not for the, not so much for the purpose of Kapara. That's for a different purpose, for the purpose of Tahara. He said when a person does Averis, two things happen. First of all, he did an Averis, so he deserves a punishment. So if the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to, he can be Moichel. He can be Moichel the punishment. That's called Kapara. But then there's another thing where the person does an Avera, so he causes tumult to his whole personality. He ruins his whole Tzelem Elokim, and he has a whole different outlook on life. He has a whole distorted perspective on life. Everybody is always in the center of the world. Everybody looks at the whole world from their subjective perspective, and everyone always thinks that they're the center of the world. But when a person sins, he becomes more subjective. He feels more so, that everything has to revolve about him. So that's the tumah that's caused by the averis, by the chatoy. So a person has to do tshuva on Erev Yom Kippur lifnei Hashem to Torah. We don't say lifnei Hashem, the Ramban's pasuk, lifnei Hashem prior to Kabbalah, Kedusha Sayyam of Yom Kippur, doesn't say lifnei Hashem tiskapru. It says lifnei Hashem before you mekabel Kedusha Sayyam of Yom Kippur to Torah, you should say a vidui that'll bring about a tahara, hopefully. It's not going to bring about a kapara in the sense that it wipes off the oinish. That's Yitzum Shal Yom is Mechapa. Yom Kippur itself is Mechapa. Erev Yom Kippur Nid. So the Rav made a cheshbon. He said, and what, let that person is Tomei. Tumas Haguf, he touched dead sheretz, he was at a funeral, and he needs Tahara. So can he send a shliach to do the Tahara for him? No. The Tahara has to be done the Gufoy. It doesn't lend itself to be done Aydei Shliach. Kapore sometimes can be done Aydei Shliach. A person has to bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash to get atonement. So he brings the korban to the Kohen, and the Kohen is makrivin on his behalf. The Kohen Galani of Kippur says, Vita on behalf of all of Kavi, Soki, Bayam, Isaiah, Chapar Lechem. Because on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol accomplishes kapara for everybody with his akrovas karbonos and with the vidur that he says. So kapara is shaykh to have aydei acherim. Tahara is not shaykh to have aydei acherim. That the person has to do something to be mitar himself, that he has to do himself. So that's the Rav Soloveitchik thought. The Chazoras Hashatz on Yom Kippur, the vidur that's recited on Yom Kippur is supposed to bring kapara. So that shaykh to have aydei shliach. So you have a shliach tzibur. He's like the Kohen Gadol on the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. The shaykh to have a shliach tzibur who recites the Chazoras Hashatz on our behalf, and in the Chazoras Hashatz he incorporates the vidui on our behalf, and he's supposed to be accomplishing a kapora on our behalf. Yeah, I have such a concept in halacha. We have someone else do the ma'isa hamechaper on our behalf. But on erev Yom Kippur, the vidui is not going to be mechaper anyway. Kippur yoy ma'zei chaper, not on erev Yom Kippur. So what's the vidui for on erev Yom Kippur? That's only for the purpose of accomplishing tahara lifnei Hashem, the Torah to accomplish tahara. So Tahara has to be yourself, so it's not going to help if the Chazan is going to repeat. So what does he have to say the Vidui for? He already said the Vidui in his Tilvash Manasra. The people also, everybody else said their own Vidui. They said for their own purpose in order to gain the Tahara. And the repetition of the Shman Esrei, it's not shach that he should say a Vidui to be a Metahir. And there is no Mechaper on Erev Yom Kippur. Mechaper is only on Yom Kippur. That's what the Rav thought. A possibility. Why there's no the reason that he gave Taka is much more geschmack than the reason. The Gaonim give technical reasons. The Rishonim give the technical reasons why it doesn't make sense for the Chazan to repeat the Vidui in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei on Mincha and Erev Yom Kippur. The Achronim have a machlokes over here. When exactly do you say the Vidui at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei? By Mincha and by Ma'ariv and by Shachris and Musaf and Mincha and Nila. Whenever you say Vidui at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei, when do you say? Do you say before Yul HaRatzon HaMifrid? Do you say it after Yul HaRatzon HaMifrid? So what exactly does that, what is that whole machlokes is all about? One line before, one line after. So the Rav had a whole understanding of this. I talk, I have this in my Sefer, this essay. The Rav was working with his premise and with his assumption, and then based on his assumption he interpreted the machlokes of Hashem. He worked with the premise that what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say a person finishes Shmoneh Esrei, and the Chazan already started. I'm davening slowly. The Chazan is in the middle of Chazoras Hashatz, and the Chazan is up to Kedusha already. So I'm not allowed to answer Kedusha in the middle of Ritzei, in the middle of Moedim, in the middle of Sim Shalom. I can't say Kedusha. What if I just finish? I'm Baruch Hashem Yisrael. Shalom is already up to Kadosh Kadosh. Am I allowed to answer Kedusha or not? Elakai Netzor is only a tefillah, an additional tefillah. You can leave out the Elakai Netzor. If the Chazan is about to start Shemoneh Esrei, he said, don't say Elakai Netzor. Stop at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei and listen to the Chazoras Hashatz. Don't say Elakai Netzor. What about Yul HaRatzon? So it says in Shulchan Aruch, no, it's a Tshuvas HaRashbon, a Tshuvas HaRitvo, that's Paskin by the Mechaber, and Shulchan Aruch, they don't quote any machloikas, that before you said Yul HaRatzon HaMifrid, it's considered as if you're still in the middle of the Shtil Shemoneh Esrei, and you didn't finish davening yet. So you have to say, HaMavarach HaZam Yisrael Bashom, Yul HaRatzon HaMifrid, Yagin Yidu Lefan Hashem Tzuri V'Goyali, and then you can answer Kedusha. Then you can answer Kedusha. So the Rav was working on the premise, like it says in Shulchan Aruch, that's where he usually got his Yisaitis from the Shulchan Aruch. So what's the machlekes over here, where you say the Vidui before Yul HaRatzon or after? So he said, oh, that's the machlekes of Rishonim. Was the Takanas Chachamim that you recite the Vidui, Oimro Bishvechan, Oimro Yochid, Achat Filosoi, Ushlech Tibama Bemtsa. What do you mean, Achat Filosoi? How do you translate the words in the Tosefta that's quoted here? Achat Filosoi means after the conclusion of the whole Shemoneh Esrei, then you first got to finish the Shemoneh Esrei. So first you have to say Yul HaRatzon HaMifrid, and then you start saying the Vidui. Or should you say no? Achat Filosa means at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei, as he's about to complete, before he says Yul HaRatzon, and officially he's not finished yet, so then he should say the Vidui. The Vidui should be a chelik of the Shemoneh Esrei. Should it be? No. After he already officially finishes the whole Shemoneh Esrei, it should be like Tachanunim, Achat Filosa. It's an afkamina la'alocha. Nafkamina Allah, what did he say Yilaratzim before or after? Yeah, that's one Nafkamina. Another Nafkamina, let's say he did say Yilaratzim before. And then he says that Vidui, and then the Chazan is already in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, and he's up to Kedusha, and I'm still in the middle of the Vidui. So I should really finish the Vidui Kfartix. So, not Mukhif to say three pages of Vidui? You can skip every other Vidui, unless you really did all those out there. So, okay. but you're not Mukhif to say such a long Vidui. You can say every tenth one, Al Chet Shechotan Lefanech, and then skip. If the Chazan is going to be galloping ahead, you're going to miss Kedusha. So don't say such a long Vidui. But let's say the guy didn't skip. He's just in the middle of the Vidui, and he plans to finish all the Vidui. So is he allowed to answer Kedusha or not? See, if you hold that the Achatz Filosin means it's supposed to be after Yilaratz, means after the conclusion of the Shemoneh Esrei, and the Vidui should be recited B'Torah's Tachanunim Achatz Filosai. Then if the Chazan says Kedusha or Omen Yehishmei Rabba or Bocha or anything, whatever, so you answer. Someone saying Kedusha after Aleinu, someone saying Kaddish after Aleinu, and I'm still in the middle of Vidui, so I can answer Omen Yehishmei Rabba also, because I'm only in the middle of Tachnun and Achat Tfilosa, you're permitted to be Mavsik. But if you learn Taich in the Gemara, Achat Tfilosa does mean after the conclusion of the whole Shemoneh Esrei, rather at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei, as he's about to finish, but he didn't finish yet, and the Takonis HaTanayim was that the Vidui should be incorporated into the Shemoneh Esrei, and I plan to finish the Vidui. I'm not prepared to stop here. I want to go weiter after, so then I'm not allowed to answer Kedushim. So that's what the Rav thought, that's the machloikis. The premise, it's not so muchrach, because the premise that the Rav is working with, which he got from the Shulchan Aruch, which the Shulchan Aruch got from the Tshuvas HaRashban, the Tshuvas HaRitva, that's how we paskin, but that premise is a questionable premise, that Yil HaRatzin Imrefi is officially an etzim part of the Shemoneh Esrei, and before you say Yil HaRatzin Imrefi, you're not allowed to answer Kedusha. Not everybody agrees to that. In the Rashbo and the Chidushim and Brachas on the first parak, that itself is a machlokes, the Rashbo and the Ravid. Whether Yil HaRatzin Imrefi itself is Tachanunim Achat Tfilosai, the Shemoneh Esrei is finished already when you say Mavarachas Amisol Bashalom. Finished. And then everything you say after that, including Yil HaRatzin Imrefi, that's also Tachanunim Achat Tfilosai. What do you say? No, the Shemoneh Esrei isn't completed until you say Yil HaRatzin Imrefi. So the Pashtus is that one could have understood this machlokes HaRishonim differently. That Li'aylam, Ma'ala Rishayim Zanim Askin, that the Vidui that's recited, Achat Tfilosa, is to be taken literally. Achat Tfilosa. And that's how the Ravon writes. The Ravon is one of the Rishayim who was a contemporary of Rabbi Natam and Rajbam. He had correspondence with them. He lived in Germany, they lived in France, but they corresponded with each other. He was one of the Bali Ateswis. So the Ravon on this Gemara says, from this Loshana Tosefta is a Raya. Echan Oimer Yochid Achat Tfilosa says, you say the Vidui Achat Tfilosa. So he says, from this Loshana is a Raya, that if you're in the middle of Vidui and the Chazan is up to Kedusha, the answer Kadosh Kadosh, like if you'd be in the middle of a Lekain and Tzol Lashonim Eiro. You're not allowed to be Mapsik Stamazoi, but you are supposed to answer Omen Yehishmei Rabbo or Kadosh 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 or Bohu or something like that, because it's only Tachnunim Achat Tfilosa. The Vidui is a Pchina like Tachnunim Achat Tfilosa. So Li'olam, you can say that all the Rishonim agree to the Ravon, that the Vidui is recited B'Toras Tachnunim after the conclusion of the Shemoneh Esrei. The Machloikis, where they say Yilaratzin before or after, is Machloikis, where Yilaratzin is an integral part of the Shemoneh Esrei. Or that itself is Tachnunim Achat Tfilosa. That's what the Rav assumed otherwise. He assumed, like it says in Shulchan Aruch, Yilaratzin is an integral part of the Shemoneh Esrei. And that's why he insists that the Chazan has to say out loud. He has to say Hashem Svasa Tiftach out loud, and he has to say Yilaratzin out loud, because that's an etzim chelik of the Shemoneh Esrei. Many poskim hold like that. The Kafar Chaim quotes, many Sfaradim have that practice, many Mekubalim have that practice. Not that Rav Soloveitchik didn't invent it from thin air. That was the Magen Avraham says the Chazan should not say Hashem Svasa Tiftach out loud. He quotes it from the Sefer Kavanas Arizal, from Arizal. So the later Achrayim say, they don't know where it says that in the Kavanas Arizal, and the Beis HaKnesses Ari in Eretz Yisrael, that has the Minhagim of Dari. They always said it out loud. They chepered at Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham, and he leaves it like that. But many, many poskim before and after the Magen Avraham do not accept that opinion. They think that the Chazan should say both Hashem Svasat Tiftach out loud and Yil HaRatzin Imrefi. Yishem Hashem Ekri doesn't have to say out loud. Yishem Hashem Ekri for sure. That was added later.
Yeah.
That was added from the Rishonim.
Focus would indicate, because yeah. Mu says Yil HaRatzin Imrefi again. You could say it before, and you could say it after. You only read after because the Tamer said it after it has kapitel. So it seems that just like Hashem Shavuos HaTiftoch is part of Tishrei Nesra, Yerushalayim HaRevi'i is also part of Tishrei Nesra.
Yeah, but you can learn that they're both not part of Tishrei Nesra. You can learn that Hashem Shavuos HaTiftoch is a tefillah k'shekoydem ha'tefillah, and Yerushalayim HaRevi'i is tachnunim ha'tefillah. That's the machlokes, the Ravid and the Rashba. In the Chedusha HaRashba, he has a machlokes.
The premise is of Kapar Nesra, you repeat it on Yom Kippur. Under that premise, if ten chasanim were davening mincha together, had a meaning of chasanim, and they say Vidur like it's in Kippur. They would have their own meaning with the Baal Tefillah, who's repeating Shema Esrei, he'd be required to say Vidur out as Sunday, and they repeat the Shema Esrei.
Ten chasanim are davening together. It's not a tzibah de gedin. There's nothing. He has to be a chasan. He has to be. So each one is accidentally a chasan.
Each one is saying tzibah by himself.
Yeah. The shliach tzibah repeats the shmon esrei for the tzibah. And whoever the tzibah says, if the whole tzibah shares something in common, that it's Yom Kippur for everybody. And they're all going to get a kapara, so he should say the vidui to do the mechaper for them. The vidui is the ma'aseh mechaper. Here by the chasanim, they don't really share anything in common. I'm marrying one girl, you're marrying a different girl, he's marrying a different girl. Each one, they don't really have. Can't really say that the tzibur, can't say that the tzibur is mechuyev in vidui. It's a chodesh ayochet the vidui. I don't think that would be a problem.
When he repeats the Shema Nesra, says there's a vidui within the Shema Nesra.
The Gemara is the Gemara is, isn't there a violation of Smichas Gula Tefillah? So the Gemara says, since the Chachamim were misakin it, it's okay. So half of the Rishonim learned they were misakin it, that it's an essential part, an integral part of the Shema Nesra. That's why it's not a hefsik. And others say no. Say whatever the Chachamim were misakin is not a hefsik. And they give a mashal, let's say, say Havdalah. The Rosh gives the mashal. Somebody says Avdallah, so he says Bar Piyagofen. He doesn't drink the wine. He says Bar Minim Summit. Then he says Bar Miyarahesh. Then he says Hamavdim Mikarish Lachol Long Nusa. Then he goes to drink the wine. So what does he say? So many brachas in between the Bar Piyagofen and the drinking of the wine. So the Rosh writes in Psachim, whatever the Chachamim were Misakin is not a Hefsik. So that's how the other Vishayim interpret. Kivin et Kino Chachamim, since the Chachamim were Misakin, that you should say Hashem so I said Tiftach, whatever the Misakin is not a Hefsik. And others say no. The Gemara says Hashkivein is Gula Arichta. So some say, since the Chacham were Mesakin it, so it's not a Hefsik. Others say no, they were Mesakin it as an extension of the theme of Gula. It's Gula Arichta literally. They hold that it's part of Gula Yisrael. That's also Machlokes of Hashem. The same Machlokes by Yil Ratzon is by Hashem Svaset Tifach and by Hashkiveinu also. The same Machlokes by all three. Is Hashkivenu a separate bracha? The Birchas Kriya Shema by Ma'ariv are really the same as Shachris. The two brachas before Shema, one bracha after. Each bracha corresponding to the three parashas in Kriya Shema. So the same as by Ma'ariv, the two brachas before and the one after, Gal Yisrael finished. Hashkivenu is a separate Isik, Hashkivenu is a separate tefillah, but it's not a hefsik between Gula and Tefillah because the Chacham on the second. But he say no, Hashkivenu is Gula Arichter literally. It's considered another one of the Birchas Kriyashma. It's Chaptan Afkamina. I have in my sefer about this. Halacha L'maisa, it'll Chaptan Afkamina.
Is the Kavim and the Kavim the equivalent of Ilo's literal feeling before the Chacham? I thought that Rabbi
the Chazan also says Yil Ratzon Emefi at the end of Hishmones, at the end of the Chazaras Hashem. It's a similar idea. Yil Ratzon Emefi means that tefillah should be in his kavah. The words are the same. The idea is the same. The Chazan doesn't say Yil Ratzon Emefi. It's a machlokes. The Mechaber writes in Shulchan Aruch, the Chazan does not have to say Yil Ratzon. He finishes Hamaruch Hashem Bashalom and finished. He doesn't have to say more. The Magen Avraham quotes those who disagree that the Chazan should say. But the Magen Avraham holds just like he holds by Hashem Svarzei Tiftach, Chazan should say Balachash, so he holds Yil Ratzon and he should also say Balachash. And those who disagree and they hold the Chazan should say Hashem Svarzei Tiftach out loud, so they disagree also on the Yil Ratzon, that the Chazan should say that also out loud. If it's an integral part of the Shemana Esrei, then he should say that also out loud.
when the Chazan repeats the Shemoneh Esrei on Yom Kippur, the Vidu he says in between in the Shemoneh Esrei.
In the Shemoneh Esrei, yeah. Right. Right, so here also the Goyim ask, let him say the and Mincha and Erev Yom Kippur. No, that's the kasha. Why doesn't the Chazan repeat the Vidui in the middle of Slach Lo Aminu Kichaton Machalon Makeni Kifashana, like on a tiny Sibur? The Baal Yatosis had the practice that they used to say Sliches in the middle of the Chazaras Hashat. So why not say the Hashem No Bagadon in the middle of Slach Lo? That was the kasha. So that was what Rav Soloveitchik gave his teretz on. After Mincha, of course, everybody goes home, and you have to bench licht. So the Hadlokas Neiris Erev Yom Kippur is a big issue in the Mishnayos. In the middle of Pesachim, there's a perek that's called Mokum Shenogu. The Mishnayos mentioned different minhagim. If the minhag Mokum is to do like this, that's binding on all of the people who live in that community. And the Gemara there has a perek Mokum Shenogu that sometimes there's a family minhag, not a community, widespread community minhag. The Gemara has that there was a certain family that they would never travel by boat, even though the distance was only over the Kinneret or something. Right. They would never travel by boat Erev Shabbos in the afternoon, just in case anything goes wrong. They didn't want to miss Shabbos. So the Gemara says even though their children and their grandchildren were not interested in maintaining this practice, since it was a minhag in the family, so it's binding even on the future generation. So the Gemara talks about the family minhagim, then their personal minhagim. That person is mekabel on himself a minig toiv, some midas chasidus. So the Gemara says in the Dorim that's also binding. A minig toiv is binding mitam neder midirabbanan on the level of their eyes. He didn't say anything. A neder has to have levate b'shusayim. He didn't say anything. But midirabbanan, the Gemara says there's a din of bal yachol midirabbanan. So you have different kinds of minhagim. You have community minhagim. The Rambam has sometimes minig kol Yisrael. It's a minig of all of klal Yisrael once in a while. There's an unusual minhagim. Minig Kol Yisrael, Minig Amokim, Minig Amishpachim, Minig Ayochid, different kinds of minhagim. So the Mishnayos have in Perek Mokim Shenogah a few examples of minhagim. So it says Mokim Shenogah lahadlikas aner b'erev Yom Kippurim madlikim. Mokim Shenogah shlo lahadlikas aner b'erev Yom Kippurim may madlikim. Aner Shabbos erev Yontif, there's a din that you're supposed to bench lift. That's not a minig, and it's a din of Adi Yisrael Brocha. Tosis has in the beginning of Bema Madlikim. Tosis had this discussion, and we passed on that you do say a bracha sheir kiddushan abim mitzvayisav. It's not a mitzvah derais, it's a mitzvah derabbanan. So just like we say a bracha kiddushan abim mitzvayisav tzivanu on hadlokas neiris chanukah and on mikra megillah, even though it's derabbanan, so you say a bracha on hadlokas neiris erev Shabbos erev yontivos. But erev Yom Kippur, the Mishnah says that's totally the minig amokim. And the Pashtus, the Gemara gives the reason what manishtana, why don't you have the regular din of hadlokas neiris? So the Pashto says that the Iker din is in connection with the Suda. There's no food served on Yom Kippur. The Iker takanas chachamim that you should light candles on Erev Shabbos Erev Yontif, that you should enjoy the meal better. You should have the candles burning when you have the meal. So on Erev Yom Kippur there's not going to be any meal to eat. So that's why this Iker takanas chachamim, the general takana of Hadlokas Neiris Erev Yontif Erev Shabbos, doesn't apply. And depends on the minig amokim. What is the minig bedavke yes and the minig bedavke no? So the Gemara seems to say, even though Shulchan Aruch they don't bring this out, and the later pasuk don't bring it out, it's only for married people. It doesn't apply to single people. For married people, one of the chamish inuim on Yom Kippur is tashmish amita. So in order to deter a person from having a desire to have tashmish amita, so there are two ways to deter. So some mekayimis the minig developed that they bedavke put light a candle in the bedroom. So it's also the shamish mitosu liyaran there. So this will deter him from violating this inay. And other mekayim is that a minig faket. They should dafke keep the house dark, so he won't see how attractive his wife is. So he won't have any desire to violate. The pashtus is if the fella is single, he's in the dormitory. There are no women there, so there's no room for hadlokas on there. There's no room for hadlokas on there. So it's only a minig. By us, the minig is that everybody, that all the married people do light candles. So that's why in Shulchan Aruch there's a machlokes, do you say a brocha or not? Maybe you can only say a brocha if something is a mitzvah min hatorah, something is a mitzvah min derabbanan. Do you say a brocha when you're only performing a minig? The Gemara says in Sukkah that clapping hoshainis on Hashanah Rabbah, the Gemara has a machlokes amaroim. Is it a takonis neviim or is it a minig neviim? So the Gemara says one of the amaroim was clapping chobit v'loy barich. He was clapping on Shainis and Nishgizot came Bracha. So the Gemara says, Shmamino, you see that he holds that it's only a minig and therefore you don't say Bracha. So the simple mashmaus of the Gemara implies that whenever you're only observing a minig, you don't recite a bracha. You can only say Kiddushana b'mitzvah v'tzivanot. It's a mitzvah. Either a mitzvah menatar, a mitzvah menderabon. It's not even a mitzvah menderabonan. It's only a minig, so you can't say a birchas hamitzvah. Halavash chodesh is the machlokes, right? So the Mechaber says halavash. The Gemara says halavash chodesh is only a minig. It's not even a din derabon. Chatzi halavash chodesh. The Gemara says in Tainus is only a minig. So the Mechaber says tak like the Rambam, you don't say a bracha. And the Ramah says that the Ashkenazim follow Tosfos that you do say a bracha. So that's the same machlokes over here. The Mechaber writes that in Hilchos Erev Yom Kippur, there are some who hold that you say a bracha and hadlokas neiros on Erev Yom Kippur. He's saying that there are some who hold, implying that he doesn't hold like that. And the Ramah says, no, that's what we do. That's what everybody does. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to say a bracha. Hashem kedushanim b'mitzvot zman ul'halek nershal yom kippurim. Because you do say a bracha on a minute. That's the machlokes, the Mechaber and the Ramah.
By Arubis, don't even the, I mean, by Chibet Arubis, nobody holds that you make a
bracha. No, right. So that's what the Rishayim matters there. How do you distinguish between one minute and another minute? Some in Hagim lend themselves to brachas, and Chibet Arubis does not. That's what Tosfos talks about then. Tosfos says, it depends. If what you're doing constitutes a kiyum mitzvah, clapping hoshainis, if not for the minig, it's absolutely nothing. There's not only are you not mechuyev to, there's no kiyum at all, the clapping hoshainis. And since the whole thing is mamish from thin air, the whole thing is only a minig, so on that kind of a chibut bialmo, you don't say a bracha. Saying chatzi halal resh chodesh, let's say I say chatzi halal on a day that's not resh chodesh, I say today chatzi halal. I have a kiyum a mitzvah deraisa. I'm reciting psukim from Tilim. Tilim is the Tanakh. That's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Mikra psukim. That's a mitzvah. So since there is a kiyum a mitzvah, even if there weren't a minig, that would require of me that I have to recite chatzi hal. There is a kiyum a mitzvah reciting chatzi hal on Rosh Chodesh or hadlokas neiros on Erev Yom Kippur. True, the motivation. Who required of us that we should light candles on Erev Yom Kippur? It's a minig in order to discourage the violation of the chamishinuyim. But lemaise, if you light candles, so it's a kvoda yom. It's enhancing the beauty of Yom Kippur. So there would be a kiyum mitzvah anyway, even if you wouldn't have this takonas, the minig. It's not a takonas. It's the minig to insist dafka on lighting candles. A person wants to light candles on his own where there's no minig at all. So there would have been a kiyum mitzvah. The kedosh Hashem mechuben is being mechabed Yom Kippur by having Neris Dolkos Babai. So since there is a Kiyum HaMitzvah, so it does, you can recite the bracha. It makes sense to say Hashem Kedushana B'mitzvah Yisav Tzivon on this kind of a minig. That's what Tosfos distinguishes between a minig where the only reason why there's any Kiyum whatsoever is because of the minig, as opposed to another minig. Even if there weren't a minig, there would have been a Kiyum HaMitzvah anyway, on the level of the Reis, on the level of the Rabban.
This would apply to single people then.
Yeah. Yes, yes, that you have a kiyum. That you have a kiyum, yeah, but from the Gemara. There is a kiyum, but from the Gemara it would appear that the minig was only instituted by married people. It sounds like if there are no married people, there is no minig. Mechadesh, a person wants to light, he can say a bracha, but there was no minig, it seems.
The whole minig of Shleimus Shainus, where does it come from?
I eat somewhere else.
Yeah.
That's a big machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. The Magen Avraham in Hilchos Shabbos quotes this whole machlokes from the late Rishonim. Why is it that they never want to sack in the Rabban and the Chiyuv to ben Shlich and Erev Yom Kippur? Because you don't eat on Yom Kippur. There's no Achilu Shtir. On Shabbos, you don't know if there is Achilu Shtir, so that's why they want to sack in. You should ben Shlich and Mokam Achilu. What about if the guy's going to ben Shlich Shalem Mokam Achilu? The Balbos is going to ben Shlich here, but they're invited out. It's Friday night. They're going to eat by somebody else. So if they're not going to be Nenef and Yorah on there at all, but it's a Brachal Vatol. Shabbos, they're going to come back. After they finish in, come back. She's lit long candles, and the candles are going to be burning. They are going to be nanaliyar there, but they're not going to have achilah shtiyah. The main suit is really going to be by somebody else. So can you say a bracha, lahalik nershal Shabbos, lahalik nershal yantif, if you light candles, shalom b'makam achilah. So that's a big machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. And the Maharil paskins that yes. Maharil, that's how this Rav did. That's how it says in Shulchan Aruch, that you can bench licht, bedavke, you can't bench licht in the place you're going to eat. because that's not really Beisa. Beisa is really my Mokum Kavua is over here. So the Shaila is, how did the Maharil know that that's so? How does he know that you can say Avach Alayvek Nel Shabbos even though the Hadlaka is not taking place by Mokum Achila? After all, you see that on Erev Yom Kippur there will never Misak and Hadlaka is on there because there's no Achila Shtiyah. So maybe on Shabbos and Yom, you can only say the Bracha. The Takana only was to light the Mokum Achila Shtiyah Shloha. So the Raya that the Maharil brings in the Chuvas Maharil is from Yom Kippur. Brings the right. What do you do on Yom Kippur? We say a bracha. The Ramo says we do say a bracha. So he says, so you see that you can say a bracha even though it's not achila shtiya. So what they name on Shabbos and Yom Tov? You can dingzach with the raya. That's how we pass from like this Maharil. The raya is not so ironclad. You can dingzach the hadlok on every Yom Kippur is in constant a different thing. It's a different story. It's because of the chashash of the chomish inuyim. Has nothing to do with the general takana all year long. Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov.
Just because of the Shabbos, you don't have to make a bracha. In other words, if you're worried about the Shabbos, just like
so the Hashash is what prompted this minig to begin. Once the minig began, so they said a bracha because there is a kiyum. There is a kiyum of kvod Yom Kippur. It does enhance the beauty of Yom Kippur to have the house lit up.
Thing also about Shabbos, it also has a doesn't
okay. Okay. Good.
According to this,
that's what the Maharil says. Okay.
If you go away to somebody else,
but there's still room to dingzach over here. You can say here, the whole minig started from a different angle. So since the whole minig started from a different perfect consideration, Savari can say a bracha even though there's no achilu shtir. But by Shabbos and Yom Tov, where the whole takonas chachamim of hadlokas on there started from the meal, for harayah then on Erev Yom Kippur they never made a takonah because there is no meal. So maybe if there's no meal on Shabbos Yom Tov, maybe you're not really in fulfillment of the real takana. So you can't say a bracha. So we pass from that stuff. We pass from like the Maharil that he held that it was a good raya. Okay.
But what happens if you go away to somebody else for Shabbos? You stay there a whole Shabbos. You don't come home. You don't light candles in another person's house?
In the Shulchan Aruch, if I'm visiting by somebody else for Shabbos. So in the Shulchan Aruch, it says you should do just like the same as Hadlokas Neris Chanukah. The Hainu and Achsanoi, if you're visiting, you should be Mishtatet Bepruta. You should pick up, you should ask Rishus from the Balabas to pick up their candles, pick up the whole life. And Bikoina Shutfa is not in the silver, Bikoina Shutfa is in the candles, in the oil, in the wick. If they want, you give them a penny. Either you pay money, you don't have to pick it up, or if you pick it up, then you don't even have to pay money. Whatever the Balabas agrees to give you permission to Bikoina, either Bemois. Even though Dvar Torah Mois Koinis, but the Rabban and the Mois are not Koinis, but here, but again, to a mitzvah, so, or Kmua deraisa, they leave it on a din deraisa. So either you do Mishtatet Bepruta by being Koin or Shutzes by paying, or you pick it up and you Koin. But Moshe has a long tshuva where he explains why the Minigoylem is not like it says in Shulchan Aruch, that every Balabasta lights on their own. But in Shulchan Aruch, that's what it sounds like, that you cannot light on your own. If you light on your own, I swear that you wouldn't be Yoitze. I have a long essay about that also in my Sefer. Mokam Hadlokas Neris Chanukah. That if you visit by somebody else, the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch sounds like it says that I'm visiting by someone else. I can't light my own menorah, Pasha Pshat. The only way for me to be Yotze Hadlokas Neris Chanukah when I'm visiting is to be a Mishtate Bepruta. Because the Hadlokas Neris Chanukah, the same Hadlokas Neris Shabbos, has to be Bebeso. Beso is the other place where I live Bekvias. I'm only here temporarily. If I rent a hotel room and there's no one else sharing the room, I'm the ganze balabas, so it's beso. But if I'm visiting by someone else, that they're the balabatim here. I'm just an ireach, so that's a din of achsenoi. Achsenoi can only do the hadloka agav the balabayas. If he's mishtate bekuta with the balabayas, then he can be yotze with the balabas's menorah. But to light on his own is a starkest svar that you cannot be yotze. The Mishnah Berurah says not so. Mishnah Berurah says the best eitz is you light your own menorah and fakir. What do you have to be mishtake bepruta? But there are some major poskim who didn't accept that idea. They said, no, you cannot light your own menorah. It's not beso. The only way to be yotze for an achsenoi is only agav de balabayis.
And Erev Shabbos. What's the problem with an Erev Shabbos?
Also, Erev Shabbos, the mechaber assumes has to be a hadloka bebeso. There are long Mishnah Berurahs. But still, the Takanas HaChachamim was everyone should be Madlik Ner Bebeso. Even though that Lashon Ner Isha Beso, that Lashon stayed by Hadlokas Neris Chanukah. But the Mechaber borrows that term and he applies it to Hilcha Shabbos as well. And there's long Bir Halachas in the Mishnah Berurah where he takes Shtika, Gemara, and Erevin that are not talking, not about Neris Shabbos, not about Neris Chanukah. It's talking about Eruvei Chatzeres and about other things there, about Chumen, Eruvei Chatzeres. The Gemara is discussing where is Beis. A person has two different apartments. He sleeps in one, he eats in the other, whatever. He's visiting, he lives Bikriyas here, he shall live Bikriyas here. So which one is Beis? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes all the details from that Sugya Ne'erah and Daf Ayin Ches, and he applies it to Hadlokas Ne'erah Shabbos, because he holds that everything is the same thing. It's all one issue. Where is Beis? The Mokam Achila or the Mokam Shina, the place where he sleeps or the place where he's eating, or the place where he lives Bikriyas or the place where he lives temporarily. So that's the issue. When you're visiting by somebody else, it's according to the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, it's not right to light your own neiros. You should really be mishtata b'pruta with the balabos, with the balabosta, and they should be moitzi you with their hadlokim. You should be yotze agav their hadlokim. Go to a hotel is a big problem.
Yeah.
They're separate rooms. They usually light candles in a separate room and eat in a separate room.
They have 100 people lighting candles, is taka not right? So no one's yotzit. And the hadlaka is not the beis at all. It's in a public place. Everybody's going to be madlik in the same place. That's not really correct. The place to be madlik is really your own apartment, your own suite, the room that's yours privately. Yeah, but that's against the hotel regulations. They don't want to have a sreifa, so you're not allowed to light it. So the pashta says that you should rely on the rova paskim, that you can be yotze with electric light.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to leave on a light anyway in their bedroom. Leave on a light in the bathroom or something. So that light, they should say a bracha on that electric bulb and say lahalik ne'er shasham. Shouldn't say the bracha in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Say the bracha, he light the light in the bathroom, and then say the bracha out of the bathroom. Most of the paskim in Europe held like that, that you can say a bracha lahalik ne'er shasham on an electric bulb.
The whole Indian of Shlom Shams. Where does this come from?
The same problem.
The Gemara has that. It says a minig
Devim. The same problem.
Why the Devim Institute that you want?
Private room that I don't share with anybody else, that's called Beis. Let's say I'm visiting by someone else and they give me my own bedroom. So I should really be there. I can be madlik in my own bedroom. But if they give me my own floor or something, I should really be madlik there. If I don't want to be madlik there, then I should not be madlik downstairs where we're all going to eat together. Then I should be mishtata b'kruta. But more correct would be, I should be madlik in the private room that they gave me. Like an hotel, they gave me my own room. So that's basis. So I should really be madlik there.
Make a difference what kind of bulb it is. Yeah.
Yeah. It has to be an incandescent bulb. You have to have a filament. Right.
The posthumous one.
No, that's a special din in Havdalah, that if it's a glazed. What do you call it?
Frosted.
If it's a frosted bulb and you can't see the filament, so you can't say Bar Mi'ari Ho'esh. You only say Bar Mi'ari Ho'esh and Abdullah if you can see the flame. But Halakas Ne'er Shabbos V'Yontav, you don't have to be able to see the flame. But if it's a fluorescent, then the poskim assume that that's not, you can't say Baruch L'Hadlik Ne'er Shal, anything on that. That's not that gas that's lit up. That's not the glowing filament, so that's not called an esh. That's not called an ne'er.
Yeah, but it would want you make a mochi in that place where you have the light, the candles in the hotel, wouldn't that help any?
Not really. It's a public place. The Mogen Avraham has that club. You can't be Yotze Hadlokas Ne'er Shabbos in a public place. Mogen Avraham writes they used to have in Europe, in many kehillahs, the mikveh used to be in the basement of the shul. So a woman had to go to mikveh on Le'el Shabbos, and where's she going to bench lich? She's going to bench lift before she goes. So some bench lift at home, a la Tanai. They're not Mekabel Shabbos. They go to the mikveh, then they dry their hair. And then after they finish doing whatever malachas they have to do in the mikveh, so then the Mekabel Shabbos, if they're going to mikveh a little early. And others had the minig not so. They would tevel in the mikveh a little bit early, and then they would bench lift in shul, and then they'd be Mekabel Shabbos afterwards. And the Magen Avraham writes about this, Nochel Shabbos. He said, that's not proper. They should bench licht and shul. He says, in a public place, you're not yet Hadlokas Ne'eros. Hadlokas Ne'eros has to be in a private place. That's what Moshe Feinstein talks about, that in some yeshivas, they have a practice that on Chanukah, everybody lights the candles in the dining room. So Rav Moshe is opposed to that. He says, the Magen Avraham says, you can't light in a public place. Here's a public place. They have 250 bachur meeting there. And YU it's worse, because in YU we have outsiders that come in. And the other yeshiva is a halbitzar. They have 250 bachur from their yeshiva. So you can visualize it like one big happy family. So Rav Moshe does not visualize it like that. It's a public room. You can't be yotze 250 people sharing a room. That's a public place. You have to light in a private place. And YU is more public. They have the 250, they have the 1,000 students, plus whichever goyim happened to be walking in, whichever yidin, whichever whoever happens to be traveling, any kol tzuruv or chalzav or chatamil or novish, anybody happens to be in the neighborhood, all the shikurim, everybody comes in. Whoever pays money, so they give them a meal. So anybody comes. It's mamish public. It's not even private to the extent that it's only for the talmidei yeshiva. So in our yeshiva zichana, but Rav Moshe is even opposed in the other yeshivas where they only have the talmidei yeshiva eating. He says it's also not right. That's a public place. That's not called beis.
The dorm room, they should keep it.
That's what he said. They should light in the dorm room, and they should stay in the dorm room till the candles go out. They should blow the candles out after half an hour.
So the women that want.
You have to light it. Yeah. It says in Shulchan Aruch, they quote a Taisus, that when the balabasta is about to bench licht on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, if the lights are on, she should blow out the lights, turn off the lights, and then turn on the lights again, l'shem Shabbos or l'shem Yontif. You can't just say a bracha over the fact that something is lit. The bracha is only recited when you do the ma'isa hadlaka. Hadlaka means when it's dark in the room and you're putting on the lights.
What happens if you just open the door? Let's say you have the bathroom. And let's say it's Friday night and you came back to the room. Now the bathroom door is closed. So you say the bracha and you open up the door and then you have an off and a light.
No. The bracha you got to say on Erev Shabbos when you turn on the light. Turn on the light, then you walk out of the bathroom.
You have to get them off of turning on the light.
So the women that want to go to the koisel by car, and they want to bench licht, that's the koisel, and not right.
That's not right at all. That's the gamrei not beis. It's the ganzer not beis. Avada. That's not right. Avada not. The Gemara has, in the first perek in Masechus Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara has a whole sugya on that test about Tosefes Shabbos with Tosefes Yontif. So one brayta in the Gemara has it that it says in the pasuk regarding Yom Kippur, it says you should start Minisem es nafshestechem b'tisho lachoydesh bo'erev me'erev ad'erev tish b'su shabbatchem. It says you start fasting Minisem es nafshestechem b'tisho lachoydesh on the ninth day of Tishrei in the afternoon. For Erev, no. So the simple, the emes of pshuta shal mikra means Tishrei lachodesh balayla. That's the way we would speak. We would say, when does Yom Kippur begin? Friday night. That's not really true. Friday. That's the way the pasuk speaks. B'tisha lachodesh b'erev. Tisha lachodesh b'erev. This week is Thursday night. Tisha lachodesh is erev Shabbos is Tisha lachodesh. Yom Kippur is Shabbos. So Tisha lachodesh erev Shabbos. Mayos hayom halach achra laila. Every day begins with vayhi erev vayhi boker. So vayhi erev of Tisha lachodesh is on Thursday night this week. What kind of a modern lashon? So that's what they prompted the Chazal to say. No, the word b'tisha lachodesh b'erev means late in the afternoon on Erev Yom Kippur. You should start fasting. It doesn't mean Leil Asiri. Leil Asiri is not. V'nis masav shesechem Asiri b'chodesh. Asiri means by Erev Ayurke. You start. That's what they say on the radio. Jewish holiday Yom Kippur starts from sundown to sundown. So what kind of a lashon b'tisha lachodesh b'erev? So the Tanoim understood b'tisha lachodesh b'erev, late in the afternoon, mikan shemasif mechayel lachodesh. This is the marker of the din. So the Raman paskins like this, Bryce, and that's all. There's only a din of Tosefes Yom Kippur lefunel lachreel, and never quotes a din of Tosefes by Shabbos or Yontif, only by Yom Kippur. In fact, we mentioned a few times the Magid Mishnah understood the Rambam as having said that the din of Tosefes Yom Kippur only is on Inuyim, on the Chomish Inuyim. It doesn't go on Melachah, because the whole Malkah is only V'inisim Esnav Shesechem V'tisha Lachodesh Bev. It goes on V'inisim, on the Chomish Inuyim. So the person has to be Mekabel Tosefes Yom Kippur with respect to not eating, not drinking, and Sicha Shtiyon Nils HaSandl, etc., but not with respect to Melachah. They can still do Melachah during the time of Tosefes Yom Kippur. Others don't agree with the Magid Mishnah, the Merkevis HaMishnah. And that Rambam says it can't be. It's one kedusha sayyim. Either you have it or you don't have it. So once you mekabel tosefes Yom Kippurim, that you have the inuim. So the mele you have the malach. That's a rav. So Reichik always used the taina. He can't believe it. How can the Magid Mishnah say such a thing? He thought avada the Rambam means that the Tosefos Yom Kippurim is chal both menegei to the Chamish Inuim and with respect to the Malacha. But the Rambam Shita, there's only a din of Tosefos on Yom Kippur. There's no din of Tosefos at all on Shabbos and Yontif. Tosefos Shita is that from this pasuk we derive the institution of Tosefos and applies also to all Shabbos and Yom Kippur. This is just the mocker. But the Rambam holds now that there's no chiyuv at all. Not Minatara, not Minirabonim. The poskim have a debate within the Rambam. There's no obligation to be Moisiv Mechoel Al HaKodesh on a regular Shabbos and Yonder. What if the person volunteers on his own? He decides he does want to be Moisiv. He does want to be Mekabel Shabbos and Yonder for early. But the Rambam say that it's not even Chal at all. Would the Rambam be maskim that Al Koponim it is Chal? Naniach will agree. The Rambam holds there's no Chiv, you don't have to. But what if he wants to? He wants to be Mekabel Shabbos or Yom Tov early. Would you say the Rambam is not even Chal? So there are three different opinions in Achrenim. So some Achrenim say the Rambam only said you don't have to if you don't want to, but if you are Moisif, it's Chal Min HaTorah. It's Kodesh and it's Tosefes, it's Chal Min HaTorah. Others said no, it's nothing Min HaTorah, but it's Chal Min HaRabbanan. And others said it's nothing with nothing. It's Gonesh Min HaRabbanan, not even Chal Min HaRabbanan. Not even Chal Min HaRabbanan. Yeah, he davened my river early. Yeah. He davened my river early.
And bottlers. You said
bottlers. Okay.
Bottlers.
Me bottlers, and Mar says, yeah. He holds like that, but the Rambam doesn't pass him like that. Yeah, the Rambam passed him like this time that there's only an obligation of Tosefos on Yom Kippur. He holds there's no obligation on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And some Achrenim learn Pshat in the Rambam that it's not even Chal, even the Rabbanan. Even if you are Moshe Mechal Lala Kodesh, nothing is Chal. The question is, how much do you have to be Moshe Mechal Lala Kodesh? How much in advance? The Pashta says, we are Choshesh for the opinion of the Vilna Goyen. The Biur Agro has a long aricha, a long essay. Usually the Biur Agro just gives Mar Mekaymas for the Pesach and the Shulchan Aruch. So each one is one line, two lines. Look at Gemara here, Atesis there, a Rashbi here, based on this, Rambam, everything is just brief. Once in a long while, the Vilna Gaon has a long essay where he's giving his own opinion. So one of those few places is in Siman Reish Samach Aleph by Hilchas Hadlokas Neiris Erev Shabbos. The Vilna Gaon gives his whole shita about when is Bein Hashmashis and when is Teisach Kachom. He's in disagreement with many Rishonim, so he has to present his whole shita. So he claims that the Mikra Din we hold that right after Shkia is already the beginning of Bein Hashmashis. That's quite a debated point. Many Rishonim don't believe in that. They hold, no, Bein Hashmashis begins way after the sunset. It's still Vadayayim for quite a while. The Vilna Gaon holds, no, we don't accept that. We hold Lalocha that Bein Hashmashis begins immediately sunset. After the Shkia at sunset. So when you speak about Masif and Mechor Lala Kodesh, you have to be Mekabel Tosefes Yom Kippurim. When is Tosefes? So the Vilna Gaon says Tosefes has to be before sunset. At sunset is a Safek Yom Safek Laila. So that's not Masif and Mechor Lala Kodesh. That's a suffix deraisa lechumra. Of course, you're not allowed to do malacha bein hashmashes. The second that you have shkia, so must be masit tosefes yom kippurim or tosefes Shabbos, whatever, has to be from before. And how much before? So some rishonim say mashu, a half a minute is also good. Other rishonim say no. And it would appear from the Gemara Epis that there's some significant amount of time, but they don't know how much time. And some rishonim say there are been a peretz on that Gemara in Beitz on Daf Lamed. When the Gemara talks about Tosefos Yom Kippurim, so Rabbeinu Peretz says a half an hour, and the later Pasuk quote this from the Rabbeinu Peretz, this idea that it has to be a half an hour. Half an hour idea comes from a din derabbanon. The Gemara has dinim derabbanon in the end of Pesachim, that Samach L'mincha G'dayla, you're not allowed to do this, the Samach L'mincha K'tana, you're not allowed to do that. So what's the definition of Samach? So the Rashbam, oh, you're right, Samach means a chatzi shor. Where did they get such a concept? That Samach, where did the Chachamim call the Tikkur Rabbanon Kein Deraisa Tikkun? Where did they get such an idea? That Samach is the half an hour. So Mistama, they got it, the Rabbeinu Peretz says they got it from the Din Deraisa of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim Lefonel. You have to be Mekabel, Kedusha Sayyam, Samach, Leknisa Sayyam. So Samach is a half an hour, Chatzi Shor.
Half an hour before Shkia?
Half an hour before the Shkia.
Where
so all year long we never do that. All year long, most people. So that's already. We have dinam derabbanan in the last parak in Pesachim that samach l'mincha gedola there are certain restrictions, samach l'mincha ktana there are certain restrictions. Right, and that's all midrabbanan. So all of those dinam midrabbanan samach means a half an hour. So where did the chachamim get such a concept from? Usually we say called the Tikkun Rabbanan came the Raisa Tikkun. Is that pattern after any din the Raisa? Is there a din in the Torah that a half an hour before the Zman of something is already called Samach? Where do you have a din the Raisa of Samach half an hour before? So the Rabbeinu Peretz was working backwards. So he says, yeah, this is it. The din of Masif Mechayel HaKodesh. He's supposed to be Mekabel Tosefes Yom Kippur Samach L'Knesis Yom Kippur. So he says Samach means half an hour. And this is the mocker with the Chazal, with the Tanoim, got all of that, the idea to make takonas of Samach L'mincha G'tana. Samach L'mincha G'dayla, Samach means half an hour before this man comes. So they got it from this whole...
But who doesn't say Samach a half hour?
It's a circuit.
The Samach doesn't say a half hour though, but Yom Kippur doesn't say that Samach means a half hour.
So the Rabbeinu Peretz understood that it must mean a half an hour.
Because they used a half hour there.
Otherwise where did the Tanoim get these Dinim Dirabonim that Samach is a half an hour?
They assumed
there's
a
circuit.
Exactly.
But that's an assumption. There's no
right. No, so we have Rabbi Chanan Wasserman has a whole essay in the Sefer Yivam is Kovitz Aris, has a whole essay like this. And Rav Soloveitchik used to also point that a lot of times by learning carefully Dinim Derabbanan, you can discover what was obviously the premise of the Tanoim regarding Dinim Deraisa. Where in the world did they get such an einfalt to make such a Din Derabbanan? So it must have been patterned after some Din Deraisa that preceded that we have no record of. But sometimes you can reconstruct Dinim Deraisa from Dinim Derabbanan. So he has quite a few Misholim. He has quite a few Misholim in his sefer. I have in my sefer also, this new sefer, I have one essay that's entitled called the Tikkun Rabbanan came there, I said Tikkun. I have also quite a few Misholim.
This Mark is used example of Shorachas, and it doesn't really mean 1 hour.
A lot of times the phrase, right.
The same thing, like,
a lot of times the phrase Shorachas doesn't mean an hour of 60 minutes, it means a while. But here the Rabbeinu Peretz says Chatzi Shor. He does, if he would have said you should be Mekabel Tosefes Yom Kippur, Shoachas Kodem Yom Kippur means a while before Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
But if he says Chatzi Shoah, it doesn't mean a half a while. What does it mean? Chatzi Shoah? Shoachas Kodem Yom Kippur. Chatzi Shoah means he's giving you a specific amount. So he's talking about a half an hour. It means a half an hour. An hour is approximately 60 minutes. A Chatzi Shoah is a half an hour.
But Tosefos says you have to be. It seems that you have to be mekabel something before. But Tosefos says he doesn't know how much.
Tosefos on that Gemara and Beitza Daf Lamed says you see from the Gemara that it's not a mashu. You see from the Gemara that there is some amount of time, but they don't know what this man is. So there have been a parrot on that Tosefos adds on that he thinks that it's a Chatzi Shoah. Right, I think that's it. Those Yisurim have half an hour. Those are all the Rabbanon. But where did the Chachamim have such an idea? Where did they derive such an idea that a half an hour before this man is considered Samach to this man, and therefore you should introduce Dinim? They must have gotten it from this Din Deraisa of Tosefes Yom Kippur. Tosefes is a half an hour before. Those who are machmer to be mekabel Tosefes Shabbos before Shabbos should also be machmer really for half an hour before.
That's correct. Everybody likes 20 minutes before. But that's
the problem.
That's also because of the rhyme. Not the rhyme, you could do it right by the shkia.
What? What? We usually say that we're mekabel Tosefes Yom Kippur at the end of the Tefillah Zakla. So we said the vidui right immediately before the Kabbalah Tosefes Hayom, Kedushas Hayom. So that's Lifnei Hashem Titoru. We did the Maisa HaMetairah reciting vidui immediately prior to Kabbalah Kedushas Hayom. Then Vet HaShaila, if I was just mekabel Tosefes Kedushas Hayom, so I ain't allowed to say Kol Nidre. I'm not allowed to be Matan Nedorim on Shabbos and Yontif. Unless I took a netter not to eat potatoes, and my wife is giving potatoes for the meal, so you're permitted to be matan netter letzarach haShabbos. But if the netter is not letzarach haShabbos, you're not allowed to be matan netter. If it's not letzarach haShabbos, the kol nidre is the hataras nandorim. The two versions, whether the kol nidre is l'sha'avar, all the nandorim that we took in the course of the past year, we hereby matan netter, and you have a bezn of shloisha. Or the other version, the Rabbeinu Tam's father, Rabbeinu Meir, and the Rabbeinu Tam changed the nusach that it shouldn't be l'sha'avar. It should be l'habo, kol nidre that we're going to take, any nidorm we will take in the course of the coming year. Yom Kippurim zeh, Yom Kippurim habo, aleinu l'tayvel, till next year Yom Kippur, we make a declaration in advance that it should be b'teil in the mevatom. So that declaration, l'habo, that you can make in the middle of Yom Kippur, that's not a problem. But because the minig always was before the days of Rabbeinu Tam, they always said kol nidre lishaovar. They were mat and nedarim that were taken in the past, and many say both nuschos. They say the nedarim that we took in the past should be hataras nedarim, and the nedarim that will take in the future in the course of the coming year, we don't want them to be binding. We make a declaration now, we don't want the nedarim to be valid. The Gemara says you can do such a thing. You make a declaration in Vince under certain conditions. So because of different shittas, what the conditions are, that's why we never rely on the kol nidre. The Rambam shita is that the kol nidre lahabo only annuls the nedarim if I took a neder and teched a dibur after mentioning the neder, after pronouncing the neder, have charata in my mind, and I want to rely on the declaration that I said at the beginning of the year. But if I take a neder, I don't have charata teched a dibur, then according to the Rambam, is meaningless. The kol nidre is meaningless. It'll always be meaningless. Who has charata? A person takes a neder, hata charata teched a dibur. So usually dvarim shebalev ein dvarim. So you have to say, I changed my mind, I have charata. Because he already said, 3 months ago, 6 months ago, he already said, any neder that I'll take, I already have charata now. So when he has the charata belev, he doesn't have to say befed that he has charata. But it's according to Rambam, it's only if he has charata, teched a dibur. So lemaisa, it'll be kemat useless. The kol nidre is kemat useless. So in the Shulchan Aruch, right, so the Rambam learns that Gemara that kol nidre to annul nedarim in advance is only valid, only meaningful if a person will take a neder, let's say 3 months later after he says kol nidre, and then immediately teched a dibur after reciting the neder, after saying the neder, he backs out. So if he says teched a dibur, I changed my mind, I don't want the neder, so you back out, you back out. But if he backs out and he doesn't say bepeh, then I say dvam shebelev ain't a dvam. You took a neder and you had charata belev. You can't have charata belev from a neder that you took bepeh. But the Rambam learns, if he said kol nidre 3 months ago on Leil Yom Kippur, or any time, he said kol nidre on Tu Bishvat. If he says kol nidre on Tisha B'Av, and then he takes a neder later and he has charata terka de dibur, so then you can't say dvam shebelev ain't a dvam. At Tachshan Gizok, 3 months ago, kol nidre. So it's a very rare case that he has charata, teched a dibur, and he wants to rely, blah, 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 blah. So it really happens.
Why does the neder get off the ground? In other words, to begin with, if I make a neder saying that whatever I'm going to make a neder in the future should not count.
That's not a neder. I make a declaration that any neder I say should not count. So the Rambam says that's meaningless. The only thing that it's meaningful, only meaningful with respect to this. If I will take a neder and I will change my mind, take the dibur after having taken the neder. So if I change my mind, Zog, you change your mind, and I won't bother saying it. So that chazar is not valid because dvarim shebelev ain't dvarim. So if I already made a declaration in advance, so it's not dvarim shebelev. So lemaisa, we say kol nidre. It says we say kol nidre three times. Why do you say kol nidre three times? Because if it's a hataras nedarim and nedarim from the last year, so the minig is you say mutalach mutalach mutalach. Minig is you say three times. So that's why the minig is say kol nidre three times based on the old nusach, the old text of kol nidre that the Rabbeinu Tam's father changed it lahabur. So it always used to be that you're being matan nedarim that we're taking the shavar. So that's why it says in Shulchan Aruch, at least the first time, it's not Nakib, the three times Kol Nidre, you only need one time. But at least the first recitation of Kol Nidre should be Mibod Yom, before Yom Kippur begins, because we're being Matan and Dorm that are not Litzarach Yom Kippur. And there's a din in the Mishnah and Shabbos, you're not allowed to be Matan and Dorm in Shabbos or Yontif. If it's necessary for Shabbos or Yontif to violate this neder. So that's the shaila. If everybody says Tfilo Zako, and then right at the end of the Tfilo Zako, Zaharim Kabbalah Kedusha Sayyim, to observe the Kedusha, it's already Moisiv Mechoel Ala Kodesh, so it already is Yom Kippur. So what good is it that you said the first Kol Nidre before the Shkia? You start Kol Nidre 5 minutes before the Shkia, so at least you finished the first Kol Nidre before. What good is it that you said the first Kol Nidre before the Shkia? But he was already Mekabbalah Kedusha Sayyim. So Mestama the Pashtus is, what kind of an Iser is that? That you're not allowed to be Matan Adorim on Shabbos if the Hataras Adorim is not Bili Litzarach on Shabbos. What is a Malacha Deraisa? Not a Malacha Deraisa. What is it? A Malacha Derabanan? What's Malacha? Bezdin Mestama. Zerah Shema Yichtov, maybe. It's a Gzera. It's a Gzera. Dabadovar, some hold Dabadovar, some hold Xera, Ein Dorim, some kind of, it's Xera, it's neither Malacha Deraisa nor Malacha Derabbanan. So that's what many Paskim say, that during this month of Tosefes, Shabbos or Tosefes Yontif, The only thing that you're prohibited from doing are malachas. You're not permitted to violate a malacha deraisa, nor are you permitted to violate a malacha derabbanan. But to violate gzeiris, that's okay. Let's say amir ul-nachri. To ask a nachri to do something during this man of tosefta. Or we do it all the time. Tosis says, on matzoi yom kippur, Tosis in the beginning of Megillah, and Abdal reis lekash, on matzoi yom kippur, we blow shofar at the end of Nila before we set out to chanan tonu. We didn't say Baruch HaMavdim in Kodesh Lechol. So it's still this man of Tosefes Yom Kippur. So you're not allowed to do malacha. So how do you do Tkiya Shofar? So true Tkiya Shofar is Chochma. The Eina Malacha means that it's not an Issa Deraisa, but it means that it's an Issa Derabbanan. They asked it. It's an Issa. You're not allowed to blow Shofar on any Shabbos or Yom Tov or Yom Kippur.
So lighting lights also by Nila, if lights have gone down, you're allowed to ask enough people to light the lights. But Nila with
light, but that's while it's still Yom Kippur. That's Amir Uliyak Mitzach Mitzvah de Rabbim. That's a different thing. Mitzach Mitzvah de Rabbim, so we're Matar Amir Uliyak. Sure, you're allowed. But here's a Shaila Tosis asks, what's the heter to blow shofar after Nila if you didn't say Havdalah yet? So Tosis answers, because it's only Chochma Veinu Malacha. What does that mean? But it's still Asam de Rabbanah. So Rabbi Shlomo Levilner writes in his Sefer Binyan Shlomo, what they meant to say was exactly this. He was a dying of Vilna when they printed the Vilna Shas. He was the Magi on the Vilna Shas. He was Magi. He checked it Balpeh. He didn't look from the old Gemara. That's what one of his Einiklach used to be in the Yeshiva. Rabbi Mati Soeshtrashon was one. No. So he didn't check one against the other. He knew what it said Balpeh. So he used to read over the Gemara, the Rashi and the Tosfos, and he checked the Balpeh. That's why in the Vilna Shas there's some mistakes that don't appear in the other Mesichtas. Because he didn't check back, and he had a litvish havara. So sometimes there are litvish misspellings. Uh-huh. You have a sin. You have a shin instead of a samach. Or you have a couple of misspellings like that. Only in the Vilna Shas. Anyway, so Shlomo Avilner writes that pshat and not tesis in Megillah is that during this man of Tosefes, you're not permitted to do malachas deraisa, don't malachas derabbanan. But kishayf is not even a malacham derabbanan. It's only a gzeira. So gzeira, whatever is only us and mitam gzeira shema, that you're allowed to do during this man of Tosefes. So that's lemaisa what we do every year with the Kol Nidre. The prohibition that you're not allowed to be matan nedarim on Shabbos, unless it's in Tzarcha Shabbos, says clearly nishkem malacha deraisa. It's not even a malacham derabbanan. It's only a gzeira of either gzeira ein donim shema yichtor, a gzeira of daba dover, some kind of a zayta geiser. So that's apparently the meaning that we have, that there's no prohibition to violate Gzeira during this month of Tosefes. True, we were Mekabel Kedusha Sayyim at the end of the Tfilo Zako, but there's nothing wrong with violating Gzeira during this month of the Tosefes.
In Yerushalayim, the meaning is 18 minutes more than the rest of the
Eretz Yisrael.
What happens on Erev Yom Kippur?
I'll tell you soon. I'll soon be there. I don't know.
Haturas Nadurim is the same as...
Another 18 minutes?
Haturas Nadurim is the same as Haturas Nadurim?
No.
Haturas Nadurim al
Daidurim. For the Mishnah says the husband can only be made for the neder till Shkia. So even though the wife doesn't really need that neder, Letzarach HaShabbos, it's for next week, but since he only has till Sof HaYom, so the last Mishnah Shabbos, he's allowed to be made for on Shabbos. He's allowed to be made from the Nedarim on Shabbos.
What's the purpose of if we matter Neder already we call Nibi? What do we need the whole
After the Rabbeinu Tam changed the Nusach. No, after Rabbeinu Tam changed the Nusach, that the Kol Nidre is Lahabah, so many only have Lahabah, they don't say Lashavah. So then the Kol Nidre is Nishkan HaTorah Nedarim. In Shulchan Aruch it says that you should have a bezdin, you should have, doesn't say bezdin, it says you should have two people standing next to the chazan, one to the right, one to the left, on Yom Kippur, all day long, it sounds like, all day long. And this is based on a mechilta on Chumash. It says that when Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalim, when they were waging war against the Amalek, one to the right, one to the left, and they were davening together. So the mechilta says, Mikana Taina Sibur, on a normal day, you have a shliach tzibur. One person is a shliach tzibur. On a tiny tzibur, you should have three. So that's what it says, that the only tiny tzibur that we have today is Yom Kippur, is a tiny tzibur, so you should have three. So the Magen Avraham says that our minig is not so. We only have three by Kol Nidre, because Kol Nidre is Hataras and Dar, so they need a bezin. According to the old practice, the Kol Nidre was L'shovar. the matan and the dharm that we took in the course of the past year. And then he says, the other tefillahs that we say, Ma'ariv and Shachris and Musaf and Minche, that's not a tefillah satinus, that's every day you daven Shachris, Minche, Ma'ariv. Every Shabbos and Yom Tov you daven Musaf. What's tainus think about that? Ne'ile, oh, Zokta Ne'ile, that's a tefillah satinus. So how come you don't have two people next to the Chaz by Ne'ile? So the Magen Aram says we do. Because the minig is that we open up the Aron Kodesh by Ne'ile and everybody stands. So there are always two people next to the Chazan. Not always true. Sometimes the Chazan is far away. Not. So the Magen Aram says, no, our minig is that by Ne'ile you have two next to the Chazan because that's Tfilah Satainis. And Kol Nidri, you have a Bezdin for the Hataris and Dur. Rav Soloveitchik used to have the practice that you should follow the Shulchan Aruch. You should always have two people standing next to the Chazan the whole day long. Even though the Ma'ariv, the Shachris, and the Musaf, and the Minche, is nothing unique. You daven these tefillahs every Shabbos and Yom Tov, every day of the year you daven Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv. But still the Shulchan Aruch says that on the Taina Sibur you're supposed to have three. So he gave a hesba why. I think I wrote it up here in this place, Yitzchok. By the way, if anybody's interested, I brought another two copies. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that the pshat was like this. He thought that the idea, what is mimikan Taina Sibur shetzor shloisha? Why do you need another two people to stand next to the Chazan? So he thought it's takam midin bezin. That there's a difference between the tefillah sayochid and the tefillah satzibur. That when a yochid is mispalo for himself or for someone else, it's bakoshes tachanunim, veschanan. He asks for a matnas chinam. He's asking the Rabbi Shalom to give him a break. When the tzibur davens, or when a yochid davens on behalf of the tzibur, they have a right to demand on behalf of the tzibur. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bris with the tzibur, that he's always going to take care of them. He never made such a bris with the yechidim, he's always going to give them a break. But the bris, so the yochid wants to be mispalos ka'oni hamavakesh ba'pesach. Ka'oni hamid ba'pesach. But the tzibur have a right to demand. So it's kila, you have a bezdin who's paskening that the Rabbanu Shalom is mechuyev to do this and that for us. He has to give us a break. So that's the idea that a tainus tzibur, you have two people standing next to the chazan, not that they're the choir that they help him out, or not that they tell him the ivra or the nusach or whatever. No, they should constitute a bezdin. That they should demand from the Rabbanu Shel Olam with the psak of a bezin that he has to give in to all of our tzaroch.
Why would that be a tannis and not any other time? Whenever she has to be without
him, why not? Tannis means when there's an ace tzorech, and there's really some serious tzorech that the tzibur has.
We have two.
Yeah, that's a minik to have like a segol, they said, to have two people and then the balkar over here. But Medina the Gemara, you'd only need one. Just like the Yerushalmi said, just like when the Torah was given, it was given a sarsur. The Rabbi Shalom didn't give it directly to Bnei Yisrael, he gave it through Moshe Rabbeinu. A sarsur means an agent, like a shatchan, like an agent, like a middleman. So too, the Doiris, we should always have a middleman, as if the Balkoira who's laying is giving the Torah to the Gabbai and he's giving over to the Tzibur. As if there's a middleman in the Mesiras HaTorah. That's a different inyan.
Why isn't
Tisha B'Av a Tainus Tzibur? That's a good question. Tisha B'Av is it? The Gemara says there ain't Tainus Tzibur chutz mi Tisha B'Av v'Yom Kippur. So Tisha B'Av should... I don't know. That's a good kasha. You should. Those who are machmer on Yom Kippur, should it really be Machman Tisha B'Av as well? I don't know. Of course, the Ikar Dinim that we observe today on Yom Kippur is different from the days of the Beis Hamikdash. The Ikar was the whole Seder Avodah. By us, the Ikar is the Chomish Inuyim. The Chomish Inuyim, the main two Inuyim are Achilo Shtia, that has Koris. The Gemara says the others of the Chomish Inuyim do not have Koris. That's what led the Balei HaTosfos to believe that the Shari Inuyim are only with the Rabbanim. If there would have been Minat Torah, there would have been punishment of Koris. The Rambam seems to hold not so. The Rambam seems to hold. The Bach points out that all the Chomish Inuyim are deraisa, and the Achilo Shtiyah have Koris and the others don't have Koris. Of course, there's a din if a person Cholila is a Chola, Mesukon, a Sofik, Sakon, or anything, so he's obligated to eat, he's not obligated to fast. Just like if someone has a Sakon, so they drive to the hospital on Shabbos, so you have to eat also if there's a Sakon. Sofik Sakon, even a far-fetched Sofik Sakon. So you're permitted to violate the laws of Yom Kippur. The Gemara has a klal. Let's say a person's life is b'sakon and he has to eat. Not Yom Kippur. In the middle of the year, he has to eat some food. And he has in front of him, he has kosher food and trefer food. So why should he eat the trefer food? Eat the kosher food. So who tells you to eat the trefer food? Let's say he only has trefer food. He's in a hospital. They have no kosher food available. And if he doesn't eat, he's going to die. but they have different kinds of treif of food. Some they have is dam, has an isakares, and they have flesh that's nevela, and they have other things, isurim deraisa, isurim derabanan, some have mis. Some have, let's say, tevel is misa b'day shamayim, basa b'cholav is non misa b'day shamayim. So the Gemara says, nachila mosa hakal hakal tchila. That's a sugya in the end of Yuma, the last parak in Yuma. You should, if he has to violate an aver already, so you should try to save your life, do the pikuach nefesh, by violating a lesser aver. Why should he violate a greater aver? So the Gemara says, if you have two macholos asuras, one has karis, one has misa b'day shamayim, so karis is worse. So chela b'dam has karis, so don't eat the chela b'dam. Eat the tevel that only has misa v'day shamayim. Or if you have tevel on the one hand, or you have nevela or basa b'cholav, so eat the nevela which only has anisa lav. Don't eat the tevel which has misa v'day shamayim. That's the klal machilu moso hakala kal tchila. Try to minimize the violation. If you have to violate something, ready mishum pekol nevish. Try to minimize. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch has such a din. That's what most of the rabbanim paskin. If a chayla has to eat on Yom Kippur, he has to eat. If he doesn't eat, he's going to die. But the doctor doesn't say he has to eat the whole meal now. If he'll eat a chatzis shir now and he'll wait 10 minutes, eat a chatzis shir later, eat another chatzis shir, he'll be fully satiated and he'll be just as healthy as any other day of the year. But he will only have been in violation of the din of chatzis shir. So if you eat chatzis shir, it's not the same, less than the shir, it's not the same degree of avera as if you eat a shir shalom. You eat a shir shalom, there's an isa kares. Eat a chatzis shir. So Rish Lakish holds it's only an Issa de Rabbanon, and we pass in Chatzis Shir Asim in Atur, but still is no Kuris. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch has this concept of Machilamos of Pachas Pachas Mikashir. You should eat a small, less than the Kashir, and then wait a few minutes. Wait so long that it wouldn't be Mitztarif with the Chatzis Shir that you ate from before. So that Shir, how long you have to wait, that's called Kadeh Achilas Pras. The amount of time that it would take to eat Pras, Pras means a half a loaf of bread. That half a loaf of bread consists of a volume of three or four beitzim. Machlekes harishayim, based on a machlekes hatanaim, how much it is. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes a chumra from the Chasam Sefer that shir achilas pras. Chasam Sefer has a whole fantastic, unbelievable calculation. How long does it take to climb up to Har HaKarmel in Haifa? So based on a gemara by Mamadlikin. So he makes a whole calculation. Kedah achilas pras is 9 minutes. Many poskim disagree very strongly with the Chasam Sofer. They say that's chaloimus. There's nowhere near 9 minutes. They say it's a little more than 3 minutes. So lechatchila, that's the practice. If you have a chayla, has to eat on Yom Kippur. If the person is not a chayla mesukah, then there's no head. There's no halacha that whoever doesn't feel well, we give him pachas mikashir. Chatzishir is asman atera. It's not just you're not dealing with an isa derabbana. It's an isa derais, and we only allow a chatzishir to a person is really in a suffix sakana. Or worse, or badai sakana.
To prevent
the suffix sakana. The same thing. To prevent the possibility of a far-fetched suffix sakana. It's also a sex faker, is also a suffix sakana.
He once mentioned that there is a difference in the Kedei Achilles Pras depending on what kind of food he's eating.
That's another shayla. Right, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this Chasam Sofer. It gives a flat sheet of 9 minutes on everything. And the Minchas Chinuch and the mitzvah of Gidah Noshe, that's the first, the very beginning of the whole Minchas Chinuch. The first mitzvah that has to do with eating. The first mitzvah in the Torah in the Sefer HaChinuch is Prur Revu. So there's no Kedei Achilles Pras. The second mitzvah is Milo, light it is not. The third mitzvah is already Gidah Noshe. So now on the mitzvah Gidah Noshe, mitzvah Gimel, he already had this dissertation of how much is Kedei Achilles Pras. So he disagrees with this Chasam Sefer that it's a flat shear for all Eichlim. So he says it's not true. Every Eichel has its own shear of Kedei Achilles Pras. How long would it take to eat three beitzim of this food? It depends. Is it a hard-boiled egg? Is it a soft-boiled egg? Is it bread? Is it cholent? Is it kugel? Everything takes a different amount. It depends how moist it is. It depends how dry it is. That's the Minhas Chinuch Itayin, is that the whole idea of 9 minutes is it doesn't make sense. Each Eichel has to be measured independently. So the Shulchan Aruch has all these details when you allow pachas pachas migashir. Of course, it says in the Mishnayos and in the Gemara in the end of Yuma that oichel b'hamashka are not mitztarfim b'yachad because ein shirem shovim. The shir for oichlim is koseves hagasa, the standard shir for everybody, no matter whether you're oich melech haboshen or you're a midget. And the shir for shtiya is kimloy lukmav. And the Mishnah says that depends on each person. If he has a big mouth, a bigger shir. Has a smaller mouth, a smaller size shir. By an average sized person, an Adam Beinani, so the Taisus says, and the Magen Avraham quotes the Taisus, that it's a Rav Revius. Malay Lugumov is a river of is by an Adam Beinim. So the, since the Shiurim are totally different, that this is Kosevis Agasa, Kosevis Agasa, the Shiur for Echlim, the Magen Avraham says, is slightly smaller than a Beitza Beinim, slightly smaller than an egg. So you take an egg, and you take take an egg cup, and you fill it up as much as you want, and it's slightly less than the top of the egg cup. So that's already Pachas Mikishir by Echlim. So the din is that Echlim and Mashkim, since the Shurim are so different, so they're not the star from the same as so if the doctor says the person is a chayli, he has to get a lot of food and drink into his system, so he should eat Pachas Mikishir and then wait 9 minutes and eat another Pachas Mikishir, wait another 9 minutes. But he doesn't have to wait 9 minutes in between the eating and the drinking. He can eat now less than the shear and drink now less than the shear, then wait 9 minutes, eat a little more, and then drink a little more. And so on.
That's
another thing. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk that there's a mitzvah deraisa to eat. And there of Yom
Kippur.
So some understand that when the person eats before the tainis, makes the tainis more difficult. Because he eats a big meal, so it's, he's so used to eating, it makes it more difficult, so he enhances the fasting. Others say no, it means he should prepare himself for the tainis. And others say in Gansan, neither loizeh ve loizeh. That is rather that the luchas shnias were given by Shavuot came down from Harsinai on Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur should really be a Yom Simcha V'Achilo Shtiyo. The Gemara says that on Shavuos Hakol Moedim Batzeres the Bina Nami Lachem Yom Shedikim Batera. On Shavuos everybody's maskim, even though Reb Leza holds then on Pesach and on Sukkot if you want you can have Kulo Lashem. You can have Kulo Lashem, but on Shavuos Reb Leza's maskim that you can't dedicate the whole day to Hashem. You have to have Bina Nami Lachem because Yom Kabbalah Satar Yom Shedikim Batera. So Yom Kippur, the Lucha Shnius were given. So really, every Yom Kippur, you should really have a big Suda, like on Shavuos, called Yom Shinit Matar, but Yom Kippur, you have to fast. So that's why I think some Rishonim write like that, that the mitzvah to eat on every Yom Kippur is neither an idea of preparation for the Tonus, nor is it to make the Tonus harder, neither of the above. It's rather the Simchas Kabbalah Satera. We do it B'mugdom, because we can't do it on Yom Kippur, so we celebrate the Kabbalah Satera on Erev Yom Kippur. And that's why by many Hasidim they have a meaning that they eat honey cake. They have davka lekach on Erev Yom Kippur, like that milchiks on Shavuos, they have honey cake on Erev Yom Kippur, because the Torah is compared to dvash v'cholav tachas l'shoina. So we have the cholav on Shavuos and the dvash on Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur, the mitzvah sachila, is really the mitzvah sachila for Yom Kippur, but because the Yom Kabbalah Satar, but you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, so we do it b'mugdom. That's a shaila. What if there's a person that knows in advance, a doctor say they're not allowed to fast on Yom Kippur? Does such a person have a mitzvah to eat extra on Erev Yom Kippur or not? See, Rabbi Kivega has a tshuva about this. A woman didn't feel well. He has a shaila. If the mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur is to enhance the tonus or to prepare for the tonus one way or the other, so if the person is under doctor's orders that they shouldn't fast, so they don't have the mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. But many hold that it's a separate, independent mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to celebrate Kabbalah Sator of the Lucha Shnias. So even a person who's a chayla is not going to be fasting on Yom Kippur.
Still should
live here. Unless he's chayla, unless he's not healthy enough to
eat anything.
He's not allowed to eat too much either. So then, nothing to discuss. The din is that on Yom Kippur, one of the Chamish Einoim is Rechitza. Nonetheless, the Gemara says that one is permitted to go to mikveh on Yom Kippur, Bizman, that Takana Ezra was still betokfa. Ezra machta Takana, that a Balkari is not permitted to daven. So what if a person went to sleep, Lel Yom Kippur became a Balkari? So he's not allowed to daven on the whole Yom Kippur? So the Gemara says no. Since he's obligated, it's necessary, it's absolutely necessary for him to go to the mikveh in order to be able to daven. So the Gemara says in Masech HaShabbos, in the end of Yom, also the same sugya. That's not a prohibition. He's permitted to wash. Aye, but if you all rechitza is an isa deraisa, and takana says there is only a din de rabbanon, so a din de rabbanon is matam an isa deraisa, so the Rishonim explains it's not a problem. The whole nature of the prohibition of rechitza is only if it's rechitza shel tainug. If it's not rechitza shel tainug, then it's not called one of the inuyim. So since he's doing the rechitza not l'shem tainug, he's doing it l'shem takana says, So that's not a violation.
The woman don't commit mitzvah, she
doesn't. No. So in the Gemara it says yes. Taisa says no. In the Gemara it says yes. But the Gemara, there are two girsas in Masechah Shabbos on Daf Kufchaf Amid Aleph. So Taisa has a long arichas there. So one girsa has it that a woman, any tamei, is only permitted to be tovel on Yom Kippur if you hold tefillah bezman mitzvah. The Gemara has a machlokes. So you say tefillah bezman mitzvah, it's a mitzvah for an adam tamei to go to the mikveh to earliest available opportunity. So if the earliest time happens to be Yom Kippur, so because it's a mitzvah, tefillah bezman mitzvah, the mitzvah cancels the status of rechitza shel tainim. The mitzvah takes off the shem tainim. And the other gears in the Gemara, Taisus prefers the other gears. And no, even if you hold them, that tefillah bezmano is lav mitzvah, still the fact that the tefillah is metaher, afilo ona mitzvah, nishmachuyev, afilo ona mitzvah. The fact that it's tefillah is a tefillah hametaheres, that itself removes the chalashem rechitza shaltaine. Let that person will wash his hands for no good reason at all, just sticks his hands, he sticks etzba ktana into a glass of water. He doesn't get any tainig, it's ice cold water. That's all rechitza is labeled rechitza shel tainim, unless it's mitzuref ledover acher. So let's say mishieishlo lichluch biyadov. Person wakes up, he has a rach ra in his hands. So in order to remove the lichluch, in order to remove the rach ra, that's called rechitza sheina shel tainim, because the rechitza is mitzuref ledover acher. It's for the purpose of removing the lichluch or the rach ra. Or if the person needs the tefillah to be able to daven to satisfy the takana sezer. So since the tefillah, the rechitza is mitztaref to a different inyan, so that removes the status of rechitza shel tainim. Same thing lets him in the kohanim go to duchen. Kangodol is tefillah 5 times. That's kishadai raglan 10 times. Oh, we do it also. The kohanim go to duchen. So they're permitted. There's no rach ra. There's no lichluch of rach ra. But it's a din that they're supposed to wash until it's yadayim. See, dechin kodesh, the Gemara says. Baruch Hashem. Hashem. So the Gemara says in Sota, the kohanim are supposed to wash their hands before they do the duchening. So that Natilas Yadayim is mitztaref ledover acher. In fact, in the Mate Ephraim, he writes that many communities that have the minhag that the Levi washes his hands before he washes the Kohen's hands. So the Mate Ephraim, I think, writes that even on Yom Kippur, if that's the minhag amokim, if it's not the minhag amokim, so all year long he doesn't do like that. So let him not do it on Yom Kippur. Only the Kohen should wash, the Levi shouldn't wash his hands on Yom Kippur. But if the minhag amokim is that the Levi washes his hands before he washes the Kohen's hands, then it's mutar on Yom Kippur also, because it's not called rechitza shel tainim. It's mitztaref ledover acher, the minhag. He's doing it for the sake of the minhag. How does a minhag take off an issa deraisa? A minhag can't take off an issa deraisa. It means that it's not by definition, it's not labeled as a rechitza shel tainim. Is an oval permitted to duchen? The Gemara doesn't say anything. It just says in the Zohar, when the Kohanim duchen, they should give the bracha, the simcha, b'lei shalem, and so on. So the Mechaber quote, the Ramah, I think, quotes. Mechaber and the Ramah, and Hilchas Nesias Kapayim, they both quote from the Mordechai, that there was a meaning that an ovel shouldn't duchen because he's not the simcha. He's not going to give the bracha with a full heart.
But isn't it perfection?
So Rab Shlomo Levilner writes in his Tshuvas in Binyan Shlomo, he writes that the Mordechai only made the comment at the time that he used to duchen every day, yeah, every day of the year. But Bizman is that we have the meaning that we only duchen on Yontif. So on Yontif you don't observe any Avelas up there. So he said the whole meaning doesn't apply by us. It only applies at the time that you duchen every day. It's a shver of art what he said. In the days of the Mordechai they duchen every day. By the Sfardim they duchen every day. By the Ashkenazim in the days of Balei HaTezer they did not duchen every day. Historically, Api Pashtus, unless he knew something that we don't know. But the Pashtus says in the days of the Mordechai, he's talking about a community where they didn't duchen every day. They only duchen on Yom. They're different in Hagim. Rav Soloveitchik used to encourage the Kohanim that they should duchen. Yeah. The Picharish, yeah, because the Picharish doesn't like that minute. Picharish time is that it's Avelis Befaresia. Rav Shlomo Levilner doesn't like it. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik's tradition was, that a Kohen should duchen even when it's when he's in the middle of Avelis. The fasting, let me close with this. The fasting on Yom Kippur is not just that if a person eats on Yom Kippur, he's in violation of an Issa Kores. When a person abstains from eating, he has fulfilled a mitzvah seseh. He didn't do anything to come yaseh, just didn't eat. But the fasting on Yom Kippur is a kima mitzvah. How do you know? The Rishayim say so with Erish. Rav Soloveitchik said this, he told it over his chachma when he was a little child. he said it. But the Balei HaTaisa say like this. You don't need the Iluyas of a little child. There's a Gemara in the end of Yevamos in Perek Cheresh, towards the end of Maseches Yevamos, one of the last Prokem in Yevamos, where the Gemara has a machlokes about the following. What if you have a cotton oichel nevelus, a child before bar mitzvah he start cotton? The kid is eating chazer, he's eating tray for food. Is the halacha bez the mitzvah marishon? The rabbanim are standing by. Are the rabbanim obligated to stop him? Or is the halacha ein bez the mitzvah marishon? So it's a machlokes, and it's a shaila how the Rambam paskins, and it seems that al pi pashtus, the Rambam holds ein bez the mitzvah marishon. Bez the shnish mukhiv to lift the finger. They let the kid eat the chazer. So Taisus and all the Rishonim ask, are you talking what happened to the din of chinuch?
Yeah.
You let the kid eat chazer. What happened to the mitzvah of chinuch? So there are two shittas in Rishonim. So some Rishonim say chinuch is only on the father. Chinuch is not on the bezin. If the father sees his kid eating chazer, the father should beat him up and or explain to him why he stopped him. The father has the chiyuv chinuch. Acherim don't have a chiyuv chinuch. So ain't bezin mitzvah lafishim. Bezin means everybody outside of the father. Other Rishonim say, no, that's not true. The din of chinuch is not a din on the father. Din of chinuch is a din on the child. The child is mechuyev mitam chinuch. And if anybody sees the child is in violation of chinuch, they have an obligation to straighten the child out. So how you talking? How come if the cotton is eating treifas, they're not mechuyev lahafrisho? This distinction between acherim and the ov, they don't accept. So they did. So the half of the Balei HaTaisa, half of the Rishonim, a big split, 50-50 in the Rishonim. Half of the Rishonim say the vort is like this: Chinuch is only on mitzvah sesei and not on mitzvah sloises. Why? Chinuch means azoy. When a child is not a bar chiyuve, even though he's not mechuyev b'dover, but if he'll volunteer to fulfill a mitzvah, he'll have a kiyum mitzvah b'toyres ain't a mitzvah v'yoyse. So mid the rabbanon they said there's a chiyuv chinuch on the child, even though min haTorah you're not mechuyev. We recommend, we want you to volunteer b'toyres ain't a mitzvah v'yoyse. So the Rishonim say b'nedvam amurim. When does it make sense to insist that the child should volunteer to ain a mitzvah v'yaseh to do a mitzvah? That's only on a mitzvah seseh. What says on a mitzvah sloiseh? To volunteer ain a mitzvah v'yaseh doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. So the Rishonim asked, why does it say in the Mishnah in the end of Yuma that you mechanech children before the age of bar mitzvah that they should fast on Yom Kippur? If it's a healthy child, so the Mishnah says 2 years before bar mitzvah. If it's a boy, so it's 2 years before 13, and if it's a girl, it's 2 years before 12, from the age of 10 on. You mechanech 2 years before bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, to fast the whole day. And 2 years before the 2 years, you mechanech the child to fast half a day. And before that, you should discourage the children. Shalmi says before that, you should not allow the children to fast, you should discourage them from fasting. You should insist that they should eat. This is by Yom Kippur. By the other Tanaisim, it says there's no chinuch, only Yom Kippur. Some people have a minig that the last three Tanaisim before they become bar mitzvah, they encourage the children to fast. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote that minig. It just says even the day before bar mitzvah, they don't fast at all. And Yom Kippur has nothing to do with the three Tanaisim before. 2 years before bar mitzvah, if the child is healthy, an American child is usually over healthy. They're usually more than healthy. So 2 years before it's supposed to fast the whole day. 2 years before that, fast the half a day. So the Rishonim asked, why does he have to fast on Yom Kippur? If he just said there's no chinuch on Isurim, eating on Yom Kippur is an issur. So they say, no, eating on Yom Kippur is an aveirah, but fasting on Yom Kippur is a kiyum mitzvah. Even though it's completely b'shevi al-tasa, it doesn't matter. You can have the kiyum mitzvah by acting b'shevi al-tasa. The Rambam writes the same by not doing malocha. Whoever abstains from malocha on Yontif, the Rambam writes, probably the same by Shabbos, but he doesn't write it by Shabbos, he writes it by Yontif, the very beginning of Hilchos Yom. Whoever abstains from doing malocha on Yontif, hareze kiyum mitzvah saseh. So once in a while you have an unusual kiyum essay by abstaining from activity. Usually a kiyum. No, the Rambam has it by Yontif. One who doesn't do malocha by Yontif, hareze kiyum, no, by Chalamoid. Even those who hold the malachas, Chalamoid is their eisa, they say it's not a lav, it's only an essay. That's what the Rishonim had on. It's only the Ritvo has. In the beginning of Moed Katan, it's only an essay. But Bayantav is both a lav and an essay. One who does malach is in violation of a lav. And one who does not do malach, I raise a kiyay mitzvah saseh. So that's why the Mishnah says that l'chol hadeis, there is a din of chinuch, v'ktarim, on fasting on Yom Kippur, because fasting on Yom Kippur is not only an aveira. Aveira chamura sheyesh b'koris. Fasting on Yom Kippur constitutes a kiyum mitzvah. So that's why even by Katan, we encourage the Kotmatoris Ainim and Subavyasa that he should volunteer that that halacha. Okay, I want to wish everybody a maxima tayyib, a good yard.
I got some just making.